so far, mate? A couple of days into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. Good around the boys. All of us are really enjoying it so far. It's our second day. We had a really good session just out there on the track. And we're just trying to keep on improving from there. So we're trying to have a lot of team connection stuff that we're trying to build through and just have a really great cramp overall. So it's been good so far.
Bit of changes for Port in the off-season too, obviously, with Trav not being the captain anymore. I mean, is this camp sort of a chance to sort of get used to some of those changes?
I think it's a really good chance for all of us just to get, as I said just before, just to get that really good connection. We're really trying to build right behind TJ, but also the rest of our leaders as well at the club. We have quite a few ex-AFL captains, but we've, you know, as well as other great leaders who are coming up. But we're going to unify behind Tommy. But yeah, as not just that, you know, Wall and Hamish are still great leaders at the club. But yeah, we're just going to unify all behind Tommy and make sure that we have a really, really great connection.
What's been the focus for Port in the off season? What are you spoken about doing differently next year? What changes are maybe particularly to your game that you're hoping to make?
For stuff for my game, I just want to try and take the game on a little bit more. For me, I'll just have to try and put on some muscle, build some strength through it, and take the game on a little more. For me, you know, I've got a good outside game. I think I can take the game on through my speed and my running. But now it's just trying to work on the inside and trying to break tackles and take the game on more for me. But as a team, you know, as in the off-season, I think we're just trying to build on what we just did last year. Pretty young, pretty exciting team, but now, you know, we're trying to build some consistency. We had our really good flashes and our good, really good wins, but from now, we're just trying to, you know, build on that, build some more consistency, and create a good team culture.
You talked about putting on some muscle, mate. How much weight have you put on, say, in 12 months?
So when I got here first, the club was about 73 kilos. Now about 78, 79. So I've put on a few, which is good, but hoping to get to about 80, 81 by the end of pre-season.
And what about just the pre-season in general? How does it compare now that you're a second year player compared to this time last year where you're obviously settling in?
I think you just know what you're in for a little bit more. You never can prepare too much for it, but I think, you know, you just obviously know a little bit more what you're in for. You're always looking forward to that, you know, that challenge and trying to get better every day. But it's very exciting and, you know, just enjoying being out here again, up here in this camp. It's a great place to have a training camp, you know, in sunny Queensland with some great weather. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the next couple of days underway.
How do you go with the humidity up here?
You have to probably adjust to it a little bit, but, it's very hot in Adelaide as well. It's just a little bit drier heat, but the humidity adds a little bit to it. So we just have to make sure that we're working extra hard to push through it. But, yeah, it adds a bit of another constraint to our training, but we're just going to attack it head first.
And what about the young boys? You were obviously in their shoes this time last year. Have you sort of gotten around them to let them know what to expect?
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage and trying to explain to them as much as possible and help them out as, you know, anywhere we can. But, you know, all of us second year boys, but the rest, as well as the rest of the team, we've all been, I think, doing a really good job of trying to get those young boys up to speed, because it's not easy coming in. You know, this is only their second week, I think, at the club, and they're on the training camp, so it's not going to be easy for them. So we're just trying to work as hard as we can to get them up to scratch and get them up to the team game plans, everything like that. So, yeah.
In terms of how the camp unfolds, am I right in saying there's a few surprises in store that the coaches don't exactly let you know
what's
happening?
Yeah, you're fair to say there's a few surprises in store. We only get told the day in advance. You know, when we get to nighttime meetings, we get told in the day advance. So they put a few little surprises in us here and there, but which makes it exciting, keeps us on our toes as well. So it's good.
And what about the bonding situation? You're rooming with anyone back where you're staying?
No. So I think most of the guys have their own rooms, but I think the first years they've got one of the first years. I think there's six of them, so they've paired up. But everyone else has got their single rooms. But yeah, they're not bad. They're very, you know, quite small, but we'll deal with that. It's you know, we're not here to have luxurious accommodation. We're here to train. So yeah. Oh, it's pretty fantastic. I've been here, I think, a couple of years ago, I think in 2016. My younger brother played in the under-12s. Kind of up here, and I got to see it. And I'm very impressed here. It's got very nice grounds, all three of them. And, yeah, the facilities in there are great as well. So, yeah, we're getting looked after here, that's for sure.